Well, hello, this is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth, and I welcome you. Thank you for joining in today. We're going to go back into our study of the letter D, devils and unclean spirits. And we left off, I believe, we were studying some abilities of devils and unclean spirits, if you remember right. If I remember right, that is. Oh, by the way, I thank you for tolerating... let me put it this way. I give these lessons to anybody that wants them by audio or by on paper or by computer, however you want it. But I had sent some very good friends of mine, a preacher friend of mine that's with the Lord now. He's one of my mentors. And his son asked me for my studies, and I sent them to him. And I guess when he started listening to him, he called me back or texted me back, and he said, "Man, you need to holler more and scream more." And I said, "Is that right?" And, okay, well, I'll try to keep that in mind. But if this is kind of drab for you, I mean, kind of boring, I apologize for that. But I'm used to being in the pulpit looking at live faces and eyeballs that you can look back and see somebody's soul and see their spirit, sitting here at a desk and doing this on radio or something, or doing radio, doing this on recordings. I can't get used to it, and I'm just doing the best I can. So if I'm not looking for your sympathy, what I'm trying to do is just to get you to understand why this sounds like it does. And besides that, we're studying God's Word, and we don't need to be pepped up or prepared to study God's Word and all zooped up and Pentecostal type jumping around and hoopley and hollering and all that. And I mean, if that's the way you like to do, go ahead. But if it seems kind of drab to you, that's why. But we're here to study God's Word, and that's the way I see it. There's a lot of stuff in the world. Everybody's constantly trying to find something to be excited about. And I mean, when they get this idea that being spiritual means that you just ready to kiss everybody and hug everybody and be all excited and hands in the air and just all that stuff. There's times and places for that. But that's the exception to the rule. The rule is that the scriptures are probably about 75% or more negative. That book knows you. And that book ain't got anything good to say about human beings and the sinful condition that we're in. God has given us His Word and told us the exact truth about things. And that's what we need to know, and that's what we need. And sometimes some of this stuff is just not all that exciting to talk about when you're talking about hell and the lake of fire and talking about God's wrath being upon people and talking about all these sins and devils and unclean spirits and all this kind of stuff. That's not exciting. I mean, who wants to hoot and holler about devils and unclean spirits? I'll be glad when I ain't never got to hear about them again. The Bible says in the Old Testament that we're going to walk, that the lake of fire, that it's going to be present, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're going to be able to walk and see that thing and see the people suffering. Yeah. Better read that book. But getting into our study today, and I just say that to you, and I appreciate your patience, and I appreciate, most of all, you honoring our Lord. Because you just don't know how you want to put a smile on God's face, crack that book open and start studying just to find and lean on God the Holy Ghost and soak in as much of God's Word as you can, and you'll get a smile from the Lord. Amen. All right, let's move on into this thing. We talked about some abilities of devils and unclean spirits on our last study, and we said that they had the ability to recognize Jesus Christ and fear Him. We know that's true because we read that in the Scriptures. All through the Gospels, we see where the Lord Jesus Christ did that very thing. Or they, the devils and unclean spirits seen Jesus and were... were around the Lord, and they recognized him right away, and they feared him. Devils and unclean spirits have the ability to possess a human being. Absolutely. I'm sorry for clearing my throat that many times. I'll get it cleared here in a minute. But they do. They have the ability to possess a human being. Absolutely. Now, whether they can possess a born-again believer, some people don't believe that they cannot. But I've heard some reputable preachers that study God's Word in depth, and I respect them, that have said that they can. That doesn't make you unsaved, but it's just that if you're entertaining devils and unclean spirits and all activities and abilities that they have, and you're down at the beer joint and the strip joints and dealing with dope and all that kind of stuff, there's all kinds of devils in the middle of that mess. And if you're you're entertaining devils, they have a right to you. And the Lord will let them. The Lord will let them. But I don't see in the scriptures anywhere where in the New Testament where you see a saved person, where the Bible tells us clearly that a saved person was possessed. You don't see that. But what's the difference, like we was talking about last time, with a Christian? And unclean spirits, I would say this battle that we have and this fight, this spiritual battle that we have until we go to be with the Lord, that we have to put up with and fight. Devils are around Christians more than they are non-Christians, the unsaved. Because the unsaved are already, they're blinded. They don't know. The devil, it's easy for the devil to persuade them to do things. But when a saved person, God the Holy Ghost dwells within them, we just got through saying that they fear God. Well, that's who God the Holy Ghost is. He is God. He's the third person of the Godhead, and he dwells in us. So you would imagine that they would fear messing around the vicinity of God the Holy Ghost. But if you are out playing around and whoremonging and whoring around and just all kind of foolishness and naughtiness, then they have a right to your body and a right to your mind and a right to your being. So just don't be in that, just don't let it be us, right? But whether they're in you or out of you, they're dangerous. And especially if you're out of the will of God, because then you're not going to be resisting them. You'll be persuaded by them, and you won't be submitted to God and God's protection. So there we go. They can possess human beings. I've got some videos of people that the police have videoed, you know, when they go out to an arrest or a call or something like that, of many people that you can look at them and they're not in their human mind, and they have abilities that human beings don't have, and you can see that in those films. A guy banging his head against a school bus, went and slamming his head into it, and it don't kill him. He just keeps on doing it, you know. And I mean, human beings don't do that, but devils can cause human beings to do that. Okay, and we talked about devils and unclean spirits have the ability to know their destiny. Devils and unclean spirits have ability to accept and seek sacrifice and worship. That is absolutely correct. And devils and unclean spirits have ability to deceive someone away from the truth by seducing them and giving them new doctrine. Yes, that's absolutely correct. The Lord warns us in the scriptures. As a matter of fact, this new portion of study that we're going to go into today, right now, is talking about that. So let's talk about it. Let's go into it. Bible truths concerning devils and unclean spirits. Now, this part right here is going to have some things that you probably have never heard before, but one of my mentors, I study behind him, and he says nothing that he can't back up with Scripture. And some of it seems just something that you don't hear around God's people all the time. Well, God's people don't talk about devils and unclean spirits much anymore. It's kind of a hush-hush kind of thing for some reason. But the Bible talks plenty about them. But this portion of Scripture right here, these are some Bible truths. You're going to see it because we're going to read it in the Scriptures and you'll see it. But it's probably something that some of these things you've not heard before. Or maybe you've heard it and you just wonder about it and everything else. But we're going to see it in the Scriptures. So let's go ahead and get into that. First of all, devils and unclean spirits have their own false religions that they seduce and teach as doctrine to as many as they can. It is their mission. They are all kinds of religions out there that have been maintained by devils and unclean spirits. Man is a sinner, but man we are creatures of habit, but to be religious or to be in fellowship with God is not possible until you get born again. So you can be religious, but religious is not fellowship with God. Religion is something that man does for God. Christianity and being born again is something that God has done for man. Completely different. Devils and unclean spirits have their own false religions that they seduce and teach as doctrines to as many as they can. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 through 5, and we've read this in this study before, but we'll do it again. Now the Spirit speaketh, talking about God the Holy Ghost. By the way, in your King James Bible, when you see a word that's capitalized, it's talking about the person. Now the Spirit, uppercase S, Holy Ghost, speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. It didn't say doctrines of men. It said doctrines of devils. They make their own doctrines up. They come up with these things, and they persuade men to teach and to preach these things, and somehow persuade them to do that. But it's the devil's doctrines. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. You know any religions that keep their people from marrying or their preachers from marrying? I do. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. Do you know any religions that tell people they can't eat meat? That's a doctrine of a devil. It's a doctrine of a devil, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Did you see that? It said God created it to be received. You can eat it with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. But the ones that do not know the truth come up with new doctrines. The devils come up with new doctrines for them being forbidden to marry. Well, over in another part of the Bible, commands women to marry and have children. Yeah. And that men leave their mother and father and cleave unto his wife, and the two become one. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So we see there that they have their own false religions. Devils come up with all kind of gobbledygook and unclean spirits and persuade men that this right here will get you closer to God. This will get you closer to God. You can pray somebody out of purgatory. I mean, who come up with that? A devil. A devil. Who Who came up with that the devil sleeps in your nose at night? A devil. A devil did. Yeah, that's a religion. Yeah. what else? Well, devils have an affinity for wet places. Now, this is the stuff I'm talking about. These are not in order written down by column by column about devils and unclean spirits. These are facts that we notice in the scriptures that the Lord has given us. Every word of God is pure. So what we see in the scriptures concerning devils and their behavior and their like or what they lean towards and things like that, we can believe because it's God's words. Now, devils have an affinity for wet places. Well, what's inside of a man? Well, he's 80% water, ain't he? Devils have an affinity for wet places, especially hot wet places. Excuse me. Mark chapter 5, let's look at it. For he said unto him, Mark chapter 5, verse 8, for he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion. Now, we've read that several times and understand more about that. For we are many. And he besought him much that he would send them away, that he would not send them out of the country. Now, there were nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine. Well, what's in a swine? Wet, hot place. That we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. All right. There's a lot of information in this scripture that when we look at it and read it and see the words and what the Lord is actually doing and saying, we can see these things. Devils have an affinity for wet places. You don't find them sitting by a fire. You don't find them out in the sun walking around. You see them inhabiting something. And most of the things that they inhabit are wet rather than dry and hot. Now, people could say, you know, well, you're just reading things into it. No, I'm reading the scriptures. And the facts are the places that the devils like to be and the unclean spirits like to be is in wet places. There's evidence there in the scripture. But moving right along, and like I said, these things are just things that we're studying because we're on the subject of devils and unclean spirits. I don't believe the Lord wants us walking around making a major out of a minor of the scriptures having to do with, well, you know, devils are always in wet places and make a new doctrine out of that. That's not what we're doing. We're just reading the scriptures and seeing, okay? All right, what else? Well, in Matthew chapter 17, let me read that to you. And verse 14, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic. Now, a lunatic is something different than being possessed, okay? Remember that. Lunatic. This is, he's saying that his son has a problem. Let's just read on, I'll show you. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water, hot and wet. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. We see again wet places and hot. So Matthew chapter 17. Here's another one. Oh, I just read that, didn't I? Matthew chapter 12 and verse 43 says, "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places." Who does? The unclean spirit. He walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. So this unclean spirit does not like being in dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, "I will return into my house." What house? The one that he was possessing, the man. "I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty and swept and garnished." In other words, the guy cleaned up because the devil wasn't in him no more. All right? "Findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there." A wet, hot place. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. "Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation." The Lord says a whole generation of wicked people are going to be possessed and have unclean spirits and devils dwelling in them. That's what it said. "And shall it, and they enter in and dwell there." He said he's going to go back to his old, or go back from to his house, from whence I came out. Well, devils don't live in wooden structures. He just got through telling us when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man. And the devil called that, or the devils and unclean spirits called that his house. And when he went out of him, he was walking in dry places and didn't like it. He was seeking rest and findeth none. Well, how did he get his, what did he determine that his rest would be? Going back to the man in that wet place and that hot, wet place. You see, so the scripture doesn't directly and verbatim say devils and unclean spirits like wet, dry places. The scripture doesn't say that, but the scripture gives us plenty of evidence and in a consistent manner that we could say that's probably the truth. But it's not a truth that has anything to do with being saved and the important doctrine that the Lord teaches us. It's just information that we're getting from the scriptures about devils and unclean spirits. You see, you know, more interesting truths concerning the text above, you ain't got a piece of paper. Okay, the text that we just got through with and the devil's desires for dwelling places are some more of these facts. Listen to this. The devils seek a body, and they do. Every time we have read today and on our last lessons about a devil or unclean spirit being anywhere, it's always been a body. The human body is 80% water. Mark chapter 5 and verse 12 says, "And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter in them." Well, that wasn't a human body, but it was a body made up of mostly water. All right, and here's another one. The bodies thus inhabited tend to go to water. In other words, a human being can't live without always drinking water and have a maintenance of water. The bodies that the devils and unclean spirits inhabit tend to go to water. You know, in the last scripture, you heard in the last scripture that he didn't like them dry places. They don't like the dry places. Matthew chapter 17, verse 15, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into water. That boy, wasn't that boy doing that? That was the devil making that boy do that. Mark chapter 5 and verse 13 says, and forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. The bodies that are inhabited tend to go to water. Whenever them devils went into those hogs, where's the first place they made them hogs go? Jump out in the sea. Jump out in the sea. What else? The final destination of devils is the lake of fire. That is not a place of water. And they don't want to be there. I don't care what people say about hell and the lake of fire and everything, that the devil's in there. The devil is not in hell. And he don't want to be there. The devil does not rule in hell. He don't want anything to do with hell. And all the devils and unclean spirits don't want to be there either. Some of them are locked down in the pit and chained up for until the day that the Lord lets them loose and during the tribulation, but they don't want to be there. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10 through 15 says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Another thing, another truth. The fallen angels and the pre-deluge days, the flood, before the flood, are drowned in a flood of water. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 through 9. Remember, the Lord said that they was going to die as men. So the fallen angels of before the flood days were drowned in a flood of water. 2 Peter 2, verse 2 through 9. Listen to this. And many shall follow their pernicious ways by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Doctrine. False doctrine. And through covetousness, boy, isn't that all over the place in the world. You can't go anywhere without that, seeing that. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. That's all what the world's about. You need this, buy this. You need, merchandise of you. Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down into hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. So you see, the fallen angels of the days before the flood, they fooled around with women, remember that, were drowned in a flood of water. Another thing, you know, some further insight is gathered in that the boy possessed with the devil in Matthew chapter 17 that we read, you know, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into water. He heads not only for water, but for fire. But for the fire. You thought about that, I'm sure. You know, the recent case of a, listen to this now, further insight, you know, the insight that we have in verse, some more information, more truth that we're getting out of Matthew 17, talking about that the devils went toward water and threw him in water. We talked about that. But in the fire, okay, well, here's some updated information. It is from a news a piece of news that I got a while back, and I had it just wanted to use it, and it so happens the Lord brought it up when I was doing this study. You know, there's a recent case of a prominent gay rights lawyer, the one that stood up for the LGBTQRS, whatever they are, movement, and he was a prominent lawyer that was known that stood up for him. He died. You know how he died? He set himself on fire in a New York park. You can see the burnt spot there on the news. I mean, where his body just burnt all to pieces right there and burnt the grass and everything else, leaving a suicide note in a case in point, saying that he was doing it to be a sacrifice to show the world and all this. No, no, no. A devil made him burn himself. A devil convinced him to set himself on fire. That's not the way human beings think when they think as a human being. Human beings resist being burnt whenever they're in the right mind. But devils make people start themselves on fire. I know personally, I used to run a troubled men's camp in Pennsylvania years ago, and it was for men. And one of the men that was in there was in class, and we had class for 4 hours in the morning studying the Word of God. The Word of God was prominent there in the main book there, in the main healing of those men. We fed them, and we clothed them, and we give them a place to sleep, and we kept them for a year. Well, there was one fellow there, and when he was in class one day, he was sitting there, and I did the evaluations every month, not because to evaluate or to weigh the value of each man, but to show him his progress, because I give it to them, and they would agree with it or not agree with it, whatever they wanted to do, and give it back to me. Well, when I was handing him out, I gave him his, and he was laid down in his chair and leaning back and in a rebellious state. And he says, I don't like being evaluated. Well, I tried to explain to him that it wasn't an evaluation to see his goodness or his bad points. It was just an evaluation to show how he was growing. And he said, I don't like being evaluated. Well, he left the ministry. And the next thing you know I heard of him was in the newspaper. He had went down into town and got him an apartment and went into the apartment and slit both of his wrists to where he was going to bleed out and then set his apartment on fire and burned himself to death while he was bleeding out. People don't do that. People in their right mind don't do that. People that are possessed with devils do. Why? because devils tend to throw people in fire, and they throw them in wet places. What else? Well, let's see. You know, warm, wet places are the moving point for devils, as they are described in the Bible. More brick and stone testimony can be found in places such as Shanghai, Honolulu, Chicago, New Orleans, Miami, Suez, Paris, London, New York. Now, I'm talking about devils. Los Angeles, Frisco, Cairo, Baltimore, Natchez. As the facts are that liquor and immorality and murder and false doctrine follow the waterfronts and the seaports. And they do. That's truth. All right, what are we talking about now? We're talking about the Bible truths concerning devils and unclean spirits. We've read scripture about everything that we're talking about, and we can clearly see these things. Now, we're not making a doctrine out of it, but we're saying that it's a truth that shows itself in the Word of God. What else? Devils and unclean spirits have an affinity for heights. For heights. In Mark chapter 2, Mark chapter 5, verse 2 through 5. Listen to this. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs in a graveyard. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and fetters broke in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs. He liked heights, and he liked the dead, crying and cutting himself with stones. And in other places, the Bible says the man was possessed with devils and unclean spirits. And where did he stay? He stayed in the high places, in the mountains, and where the dead were, in the tombs. That's truth. We just read it. What else? Genesis chapter 11. Listen to this. And when he was come out of the ship... No, excuse me. And it was Mark. Try to read that again. And they said one to another, go to... All right, now, this is when man... let me just read it to you. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them through thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower. Get up high, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Well, what did God order these people to do? He said, separate yourselves and spread out over the whole earth. Don't stick together. Don't stay around one another. Spread out. And what'd they do? They went to the next day, as they're traveling along, they stopped. They said they liked that place, so let's make it some brick and burn it and make some something to build with, and let us make us a name. So how was they going to make them a name? They was going to build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. Now, who you suppose made all them people that were on the earth at the time, that were in one place before God confused their languages, who do you suppose was leading them and trying to get them to build a tower? Do you know that that's one of the main things that's been on the planet since man's been building buildings at all, is That's the sign of what I want to say, prestige. I don't know if that's a word. I'm talking about all the countries kind of compete with one another about who's got the tallest building in the world. Yeah, isn't that something? Now, who you suppose is doing that? Devils. They like high places. What did the devil say he was going to do? He was going to ascend on high. And he was going to sit in God's seat. Yeah. Devils and unclean spirits have an affinity for heights. Now, that's just information and truth from the scriptures. We see that. 2 Kings chapter 15, the Bible says, "And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all his father Amaziah had done, save that the high places were not removed, and the people sacrificed and burnt incense still on the high places." Instead of going to the temple like they were supposed to do and they were ordered to do, they had these high places that they would go and sacrifice. So it'd make it more convenient for them, just like today. And they made their own doctrine. What doctrines? The doctrines of the devil. Go up to the high place and burn incense. Well, nobody's supposed to burn incense but the high priest. Or the priests. But high places, see. What else? Isaiah chapter 14. This is one of the chapters that speaks about Lucifer. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above," you see, high places. "I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north." And God told him, "No, you won't. No, you won't." Now, what else? We see that the devils and unclean spirits have an affinity for heights. We see that they refer to a man's body as his house. We've seen that. We've seen that devils and unclean spirits, or devils and unclean spirits, have an affinity for wet places, especially hot wet places, and that devil and unclean spirits have their own false religion and seduce and teach people new doctrines and new things, stuff like that, with all these new Bibles and new this and new that. Here's another one, another truth. Devils and unclean spirits have an affinity for dead bodies. Yeah. We've seen that earlier in some scripture, but in Mark chapter 5 and verse 5 and 13, the Bible says, "And always night and day he was in the mountains," high, "in the tombs," dead people, "crying and cutting himself with stones. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down into steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea." They died. Wet and death. Wet and death. They're around dead bodies. They have an affinity for dead bodies. What else? Well, devils and unclean spirits. With devils and unclean spirits, it is always a religious thing. Religious. Not Christianity. Don't get that confused. Religious. Devils and unclean spirits are religious. Mark chapter 5 and verse 7. Listen to this. "And cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God." You see, he's talking about God and asking him in the name of God. "I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." He wasn't trying to say how good of a person he was or this and that and the other. He was trying to get Jesus not to do something to him in the name of God. I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. He knew who Jesus was. And he made a religion out of this time that him and Jesus come together. He was approaching the Lord Jesus Christ by the name of God. I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. You know, the Bible says in Acts chapter 16, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination, an unclean spirit, that told the future and told things about people that hadn't come to pass yet. Spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. She was proclaiming the truth. But she was proclaiming the truth because the devil was making her do that. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Religious. She was walking along behind Paul and the people was with him and was telling the truth, that they were the servants of the Most High God, and they showed the way of salvation. But she was doing it in a way to make some other doctrine, and the devils were trying to deceive with that. Religious, making it religious. What else? Well, in 1 Kings chapter 18, the Bible says, and they took the bullock, which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal. Now, we know who these are. These are the ones that Elijah challenged about whose God was real. And these were all these priests, these priests of Baal, of the devil, that were possessed. And they took the bullock, which was given them, and they dressed it. Now, what Elijah said is, y'all go first. And they built a big altar, and they pour, and they said, whoever's God can show himself here at this altar, then he's the real God. And they agreed with it, so they took two bullocks, and Elijah had one, and the priests had one, and they dressed it, and they called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made, and it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud. In other words, speak up, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he's pursuing, chasing somebody, or he's in a long journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, and until the blood gushed out upon them. It's always religious. And devils were making them challenge Elijah and pick Baal's, glorify Baal's name, and Baal wasn't showing up. So he, through the religion, it says that they did this. It was a manner with them to cut themselves with lancets and knives. Religious. That's the same thing that some societies do today. You see some people cut themselves and you claim that's a sacrifice to God, and that God will do favors when he sees their sacrifice of losing blood and shedding blood. Funny, it's blood, isn't it? But and cutting themselves, and the blood gushed out, and there's people that have put fish hooks in their back and hooked onto a fishing string and put a big block or something on the ground and drag it and tear their skin all to pieces and do that in the name of sacrifice. There's some people that get up on a pole and sit up there for years and years and years as a sacrifice, religious thing, all kinds of stuff. There's even a religion that says that that you should drink some camel urine. Yeah. You didn't know about that? Why didn't you know about that? Religious things. Who you suppose would try to drive you to use a doctrine or believe a doctrine that you're supposed to drink camel urine? You know, that religion's closer than you would think. You read that Koran, you'll see that. And lastly, for today, we're talking about devils and unclean spirits and some truths that the Bible tells us about them. Devils and unclean spirits can exhibit unusual strength and does not yield to love or persuasion. Did you get that? The devils and unclean spirits don't yield to love, and they don't yield to persuasion. An exorcist ain't going to sit there and control no devil. He's going to control him. And they don't yield to love. Oh, I just love you, and God just loves you, and let's get everybody kiss each other and hug and touch one another and all that kind of stuff, you know. That's not godly, not one bit. The Lord said it's not good for a man to touch a woman. So who's driving you to do that? Devils and unclean spirits can exhibit unusual strength, though. And we've seen that in witness. You can look anywhere on the news and you can see, for instance, these drugs that are coming about. They're not like the drugs from way back when. These things are deadly. Fentanyl, and there's one particular one I was that I was trying to think of the name of it, but I can't come up with it. But it, the devil uses it, and policemen and your first responders and all these people. They tell stories about not these people being so nuts that they can't hold them down and control them. They're so strong. The Bible says in Mark chapter 5 and verse 4, because that he had often was often bound with fetters and chains. Do you know what fetters and chains? He didn't say strings or this and it, fetters and chains. He was bound with them. They locked him down, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him. Do you know anybody that can, any human being that can break chains? He said, chains. Plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broke in pieces. Man, that's, you don't hear anything about Samson doing that kind of stuff. You see him taking big iron gates and running a long ways with them and stuff like that, and catching foxes and just all kinds of things that, and beating up a whole bunch of people at once with a jackass's jaw and, all kinds of stuff, but, not like this. The strength that Samson had was God-given. These people have unnatural strength from some other superpower. Devils and unclean spirits. It says, plucked asunder by him and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. There's all kinds of situation and news, and if you just look around a little bit, you can find some. You could find, if you got on the news tonight, you could find something where people had unnatural strength. And I'm talking about strength, strong. I mean, run into a car, and the car he run into looked like another car run into it, dented it up, mangled it. You know any human being that can do that? And then get up and walk off. And throwing him all over the concrete and rolling him around all in the parking lot and all kinds of stuff. Craziness. Craziness. But devils and unclean spirits. These are truths that are in the Word of God, and they're right before your face in our environment. In cities and states and all over this nation, because this nation is turned against God, and the Lord has turned the devils and unclean spirits, and instead of withholding them, he said, y'all don't want me anymore? Okay. And he wipe his hands of it and back off. And man will destroy himself because the devils will move in, the unclean spirits will move in, and man just gets worse and worse and worse until the Lord's had enough of it. And then he comes and takes care of business. Excuse me. So we're going to stop right there. That'll end our lesson for today. What have we talked about? Well, we're talking about Bible truths concerning devils and unclean spirits. We've said that they have their own false religions, and they do, and they seduce and teach doctrines that are from them and not scriptural, not Bible. The Lord tells us and warns us to take heed that we're not deceived. Somebody's preaching to you and they are using anything other than God's word, and they're not teaching you truth. Thy word is truth. If you want truth, go to the truth to get it. The Lord didn't say take somebody's word for it. He said study to show thyself approved. Get in that book. Get in God's book. And you'll find out that you'll have peace from it, and you'll know what the truth is. The Lord said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Lord said we can know it, but not if you're following devilish and unclean spirits doctrines. Devils have an affinity for wet places, especially hot, wet places. And that's not all. Devils and unclean spirits refer to a man's body as a house. As a house. You know, that indicates that a Christian's body is the temple of God, and that unsaved man's body is the house of the old man, the unclean spirit. Empty, swept, and garnished. As found in the verse in Matthew we read a while ago. And it shows that the devil desire to return to it, as he says, my house. Devils and unclean spirits have an affinity for heights. They have an affinity for dead bodies. And they also exhibit unusual strength. Not natural. It's unnatural strength. It's not the nature of a human being and his strength. And they don't yield to love or persuasion. Devils aren't about love and persuasion unless they can manipulate you and get their way through it. But it's deceit and lies. Okay? All right, well, we'll stop right there. Let me give you these scriptures for today. And if you want to get your pencil there, if you're doing that, here they are. The first one is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 5. Mark chapter 5, verse 8 through 13. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 through 18. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 and 43 through 45. Mark chapter 5, verse 12. Matthew chapter 17, verse 15. Mark chapter 5, verse 13. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 through 15. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 through 9. And then the chapter, Matthew chapter 17. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 through 45. Mark chapter 5, verse 2 through 5. Genesis chapter 11, verse 3 and 4. Second Kings chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 and 13. Mark chapter 5, verse 5 and 13. Mark chapter 5, verse 7. Acts chapter 16, verse 16 through 18. 1 Kings chapter 18, 26 through 28. And the last one for today is Mark chapter 5 and verse 4. Amen. All right. Well, thank you for listening today, and thank you for interesting study, isn't it? What we're doing is just trying to find out what saith the Lord. What does God's Word say about this matter of devils and unclean spirits? And a whole bunch of things said about them, and a whole bunch of movies made about them, and a whole bunch of hocus pocus and blabbity blabbity blab. We need to know what to believe and what not to believe. That's what doctrine is, you see. And the Lord said that we are to study and to have the right doctrine and not be deceived. So there we go. We're going to stop right there. And I appreciate you so much and love you with Christ's love. The next time we come together on the next one, we're going to talk about some practices of devils and unclean spirits. Some practices of theirs and what the Bible says. The Lord bless you, and I appreciate you so much. And I wish we could meet face to face and just fellowship and have a wonderful time together. But we, if we don't, then we have assurance that we will be together for eternity, because that's God's promise. And I'm so glad of that, ain't you? Amen. We have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. Don't you dare quit. Don't you ever, ever quit. All the way to the end, we want to do the things that are pleasing in God's eyes. Amen. Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. Bye-bye.